Let's see what this agent's up to today. Taoiseach, why are you lying down?
Oh, ringer, I'm exhausted. Did you see me in the Dáil? I spoke off the cuff for 90 seconds. Oh, that's my quota for the year, used up in one go.
Arr, but you work too hard, boss.
I haven't even had the second nap yet.
Hey, Dad.
Anyway, it is time for my 6:30 diet lilt break.
Right, I came to go through the diary from under.
Lovely, Harlan. This Irish water fiasco has me on the ropes. I need to get out amongst my people. Speak to the common man, you know. The very carefully vetted common man.
Right, there's a request here for a meeting from the Hep C victims to talk about the charity scandal.
Good God, no. There's no high five opportunity there. Let them meet Leo Varuka there. He can sort it out.
How about the people with the dirty water in Roscommon? They want 5 minutes with you.
Absolutely no way. I want nothing to do with water charges. Oh. I don't want to see water protesters. I don't want to drink a glash of the stuff.
Right.
In fact, let's decide I will stay away from water full stop.
All right, so boss.
No meetings on the coast. No photos by canals. I don't even want to drive over a feckin' bridge.
Ooh.
Keep me away from puddles and the lakelands. I won't even go outside if it's raining.
I'll send out a memo.
From now on, Michael, I will visit landlocked counties only until this water nonsense is over. No flowers in the office, no tea or coffee, and definitely no John Waters.
I'd suggest they meet Alan Kelly then, so.
Oh, that's good, yes. Throw Alan Kelly to them. Angry Alan. Let the socialists try to take on that frown.
Oh.
He can crack walnuts with that frown, you know, just by looking at it. Since shivers down my own nuts just thinking of it now.
There's not much left else in the diary now.
Give me something good, ringer. You know, statesmanlike. Something that plays my strengths. High-fiving, photobombing, the dry swallow, pretending to cry. You know, that sort of thing.
Well, the Dublin Marathon is on Monday.
Perfect. Oh. Slapping people on the back, hoisting babies in the air, photobombing tired runners. I'll even get into the ambulance with them. In the cycling gear as well. Woohoo!
And there's the usual interview requests as well.
The shredder is over there, thanks.
There's a gang wants to meet you over cuts to mental health services.
I've no time. I'm running the country here, can't you see?
A few big benchers have local issues.
I'm flat out. Haven't a second to spare.
There's a woman who wants to meet you with a serious criticism.
Just say no.
Of Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so?
That's just a nuisance thing. You know, she says she once saw Gerry Adams throw a sweet wrapper on the ground.
What?
And shouldn't even be wasting your time bringing it up to you.
Bring her clear the decks.
What?
Get that woman in here pronto. Tell the press to send every camera they have.
What?
I'll meet her for 2 hours. No, four. The whole day.
Taoiseach.
Sinn Féin must be held accountable for their despicable attempts to litter this great country.
Right.
The Irish Times will love it in particular.
Oh
the Sindo will go cray cray.
All right, if you think so, I suppose.
Find out if it was a wrapper from Northern Ireland, won't you?
Hi.
If they been importing litter into this jurisdiction, the people need to know. Oh, I feel a dry swallow coming on.
Ah, you're some pro.
I also feel a second term coming on.
Oh, you're a cad.
This calls for another tin of lilt.